Hello, Motorcycle. Big Pizza Man here. Well, today was the first day of the elephant hunt. And while it was exciting, we didn't get an elephant. We started off in the morning. We still had to go into town and get a permit. Got that all wrapped up. We were good to go. We dropped a couple of the guys off to finish cleaning the hippo. Our hunting party will leave camp consists of myself and Tim Schultz, the PH, two trackers, Mita and Edward, two meat cutters, skinners, Sylvester and Simba, and then a game scout, Tika. So there's seven of us in tow. We dropped two off again to finish cleaning the hippo, and then five of us went out to start scouting, looking and hunting for elephants. We went to some areas that they normally find them. We found lots of signs, but no bulls. We ran some dry riverbeds. Actually cut a very fresh Dugga Boy track, and they kind of looked at me like maybe they wanted to follow it, and I told them my plate was full already with leopard and elephant, which is unusual for me. Usually I'm good to go for anything, but anyhow, we decided not to follow it. We stayed looking for leprechaun and elephant. We found one area that had four distinctly different leopard tracks. We hung a bait there, did a drag, found some very fresh elephant sign there, but it was cow and calves. We ended up going to another area where they shot a bull a few weeks ago and found another set of tracks from an immature bull, but he was traveling with a cow and a calf. Didn't really want to follow that up. There was also some leopard sign there, so we hung a bait there. We couldn't do a drag right there because it's kind of close to a village, and if we do a drag, the locals, while gathering firewood, will see the drag, and they'll actually take the bait out of the tree and they'll make biltong out of it, but that's another story. We finished, that was our last leopard bait, so we still had the intestine we were using for a drag percent. We stopped off at a village and actually asked us if they could have it in the delicacy for them. And we explained to them that we'd been dragging it and they really didn't care, and we were quite happy when we left it with them. So that's exciting. But in the afternoon, we headed out in a boat to shoot over across the lake. Faced quite a drive on these roads aren't real good. We ran some areas with some really good sign in them, a lot of feed. And again, we're just not finding a bull. We've got a lot of leads from the locals, but like Tim told me, about 95% of what we hear we have to discount because everybody wants us to shoot an elephant real close to their village so they can get some of the meat. So whether they've seen a cow or a calf, it's going to be a bull, or if they saw it, a bull 4 weeks ago, it was yesterday. So we have to discount a lot of that. But he's very optimistic that we'll get into the bulls here soon. There's a lot of elephant sign in the area, a lot of feed for them. And then the locals are at a 50-year record high, so it's kind of pushed the animals together, so to speak, cut out a lot of the area they could go. They're just holding up nicely. The wind is good, steady, not variable, or swirling on us. So he said it should happen tomorrow or the next day. So I'm just excited. Waiting to get my chance, and everything's having a really good time here. Other than that, I'll keep you guys posted. Have a good night. Bye.